And welcome to the Hologram Show. I'm Cheryl Catherine Smith.
I'm Ash Riot.
And Kevin Stewart Swain is going to be joining us momentarily, but he has a date with some Greek food.
I think I hear him.
tell them what I mean by that.
Oh, there's Greek food upstairs, and there's Kevin.
Here, and he's coming with his Greek food.
Hi.
Hello, Greek food, Kevin.
So, Kevin, have you had a chance to eat any of your Greek food yet?
Yeah, I needed protein, I think, because I'm not fainting anymore.
We won't be able to hear you.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, Kevin, being Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Kevin was visiting his mom out in the burbs and then jetted back in time for the radio show. So, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, and also I tweeted actually today a nice shout out to Gaia, the ultimate mother.
Yes.
You want to talk, Ash?
Sure, I do. So today the show is about us. Tonight the show is going to be about Hologram. It's called All Things Hologram, and we want basically to give you more information about us and also give callers a chance to speak with us. In case you are wondering, anything, call. Call and ask us. We really want to talk about the music. We're also going to be playing a few of our songs, a few of our singles.
So while Kevin eats his Greek food,
you can go
ahead and eat. No, you know what? You come back. You eat. We'll just Ash and I will talk about what's going on, and you have your
all right.
As long as you don't chew into the mic, that's, you know, everything's cool. We want to welcome our callers who have called before, who are listening, and we want to say a big shout out to all of you too, because we are very grateful when we have people calling us and we get to make the show all that more interesting. We definitely want the purpose of our show, and I'll speak for myself, and then Ash, you can speak for you too if you would like, and then Kevin, if you want to speak as well. From my perspective, the purpose of this show really is about being real, sharing why we create who we are, why we wish to share our creations with the planet, and what motivates us and what connects us all. Because as you know, the shows that we've done together, we do connect. We all connect. It doesn't matter what the topic is, but we all connect because we recognize how similar we are and that this life experience is not always easy, but it's worth the challenge to get to love, because that's ultimately what our mission statement is only the love is real. And so when I was writing about the blurb for this show, I was talking about our Kissing Tree mission. And, yes, and a lot of you know that we often tweet or Facebook kissing trees, right? And do you want to talk a bit about that, Ash?
Sure. Well, often in our vlogs, which we are a little bit behind on, I think, or are we?
Well, not so badly.
I don't think we're actually, you know what? We're not behind on the vlogs. We're used to doing them like regular every Thursday for a while. So we're just kind of leaving it a little open-ended. And our whole kissing trees thing, very, very important. It's not just about, hey, let's be tree huggers. It's really not about that at all. We're really about connecting. Connection to nature, connection of our planet, connection of Earth to Earth. We're all very disconnected. And, well, some of us. And in order, like for me and for Cheryl, I mean, for Kevin, he's kissed trees. It's really important because it brings us back to ground. And if we're kind of just running amok, like, you know, Tori Amos said, she gave this analogy about her floating on this silver string, and the songs just come through her. And, you know, that's really cool, and I understand that, but I don't really want to be on that string. I want to be able to touch the ground still. I want the string to, you know, penetrate my head, but I want to still have my 2 feet on the ground. And it feels like when we kiss trees and when we're, you know, connecting with nature, my feet are very much on the ground. So we're urging you to do the same. Kiss them.
Yeah, and for me, trees are very spiritual. There's they have a really divine energy. I've known people who actually sort of turned me onto trees, and that may sound a little kind of crazy. And don't take it sexually. I will just say it clearly. meaning that they had opened my mind to the energy that's in a tree that connects to the ground, that connects to the earth, that connects to the planet, that brings the bigger picture of a nurturing, loving, maternal planet. And so the energy of a tree is very important. In fact, we have specific trees that we've grown quite fond of. And I realize that as I'm speaking, you probably, if someone were just to kind of walk in and start listening, going, what is this lady talking about? Oh my God. And you know, this is the thing, my whole journey has been about being open-minded, has been about expansion, has been about letting go of old belief systems, letting go of things that actually I might even question because I think it seems a little odd. Or, I mean, how many times has any of us had an instinct and then not followed through and recognized that the instinct was truth? So I know that when I'm presented with anything in my life, in my path, I pay attention. There was a time when I wouldn't pay attention. I actually kind of dismissed all things and didn't see the miracle in it around me. But this whole tree thing, seriously, I like what you said, Ash, about grounding, because yes, they definitely serve as a ground, but they also serve as an expander. And we have trees in a wooded area near our home that are actually, there's 8 of them growing from one trunk, and we step inside and actually spend some time in there, and it's quite magical. It's quite magical. So, you know, really paying attention to your environment, paying attention and connecting to the natural surroundings, going to water, kissing a tree.
Water is really important. I mean, for Hologram, I think all elements are important, and to have all of them present is really important. For me, water is really, really big, and one of our regular callers, Jax, had always told me that if I don't feel connected or I don't feel strong enough to think of myself as water, because water really does give life to all things. Sure, it destroys, but it also nourishes, and it's really important. So I got the water symbol tattooed on my chest just to keep me connected to that. All elements, I think, are part of Hologram. I mean, even our logo, the triangle and a circle. I mean, we're all elemental.
Yeah, and that logo is pertaining to alchemy, too, just so you, for those of you who had no idea how it came about. It's an alchemical, and it relates to fire as well. So, Kevin, have you finished eating?
No, but I don't have a mouthful right now.
Okay, why don't you stop?
Okay. So, yeah, elements and air. Let's not forget, too, when we're in those woods, that air feels really good. It's really pure. Mm-hmm. So even just on a practical level, I'm having a lot of struggles right now keeping my head on straight. And one thing that really has been helping is you do become aware of any trees around you. Just look to try and breathe in the green of them, touch them. I can find it can really mellow me out a little bit, just get me a little more able to function. So they're wonderful. The air that they give is wonderful. Yeah, it's nothing like being next to a beautiful river or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all good things. And but whatever it takes. I just love to be around really loving, wonderful people, and whatever they do, you know, if this stuff can help someone be better, that'd be awesome. But I guess it's what works for us, right? We have this all in common.
Yes. Because
Hologram, I guess, Cheryl and Ash kind of know Hologram more than me, I think, but I'm learning a lot. And I think Hologram isn't a rock band. It's a way of thinking. There's a lot going on, and it could be expressed in a lot of ways in the future. Like I'm sure any type of art or any way that we can express and help is going to come out at some point, I think. So I think it's important to not think of it as a rock band, but a sort of movement, and could have many members.
You might not be up on stage hammering on a guitar, but it could have a large membership in a lot of ways, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, definitely.
Like everybody listening, official member, right?
That's right, yeah. All our supporters, you know, you guys are hugely important, and yeah, you're indirectly a member of our band because you help to continue to inspire us.
So, do you have questions for us?
Well, we want to play our music first.
Yeah,
so, let's start with our first single that was released on May 1st. This song is called Spun Sun. We're going to play it in its entirety. We want to thank those of you who've already purchased it through iTunes. Thank you for your support, because with that we get to continue to make the music that we are making. We will talk about the song after we play it. So if Don, you'd be so kind to play Spun Sun by Hologram for us, please.
From the spun sun of everyone, putting down the loaded gun, wandering still my precious sauce. Letting humans run the course, not yours to do what you will, finding the time to get your dreams have just begun.
All right, that was Spun Sun.
Spun Sun.
By Hologram.
Our first single that came out April 1st. And
you're right.
April 1st, that song came out on iTunes. We really appreciate everybody for taking a listen. And those who bought it on iTunes, thank you, because the support means a lot. It ensures that we can keep on recording and keep on rocking in the Hologram way. So, Cheryl or Kevin, why don't you start and talk a bit about the song?
Why, thank you, Ash Riot. First of all, the song was written by Ash Riot and myself, and hugely produced and with the help of Kevin Stewart Swain. Kevin's a writer as well, but there's some songs that Ash and I wrote. We're, as you all know too, we come from solo artist backgrounds, and Kevin and I used to do a lot of writing together. We're starting to try to bring some writing together with Hologram. Ash and I had an opportunity to do some writing together, so that's one of our songs, Ash and I. And Kevin made it what it is, and it is a song. I'm listening to the lyrics. It is a song that is my intention around the lyrics and the song itself was just Spun Sun of Everyone. It's all about the collective we. I talk about this a lot. It's not about individual success. It's not about individual a sense of belonging just for the sake of self. It's about connecting collective we. It's about all of us in the sun. It's about the brightness that we each are. Not only, you know, we're quite divine, each of us, and if we could recognize that, but it's also the brightness that we each deserve. So I mean, there's a lot of lyrics in there. For those of you, I'm going to say this about our lyrics. They are indeed fairly cryptic, but if you have the key, you will understand them. And that might sound a little perplexing, but
it's true.
It's true. If you have the key, you will understand the meaning of the songs. And if you find them very confusing, just wait. You'll get them.
Well, it's not even... Yeah, cryptic is true, but cryptic often has kind of a negative connotation with it. Like, we're kind of more, I'd say, depth. They're just kind of buried. Because a lot of our lyrics, I really like them. I would, and this is not meant to sound like an ego thing, but I would love this band if I wasn't in it. Like, you know, because I really like the fact that I can listen to the songs that I've written in Hologram with everybody and get something new each time I listen to them. That's huge for me, because if I'm playing the same crap over and over again, this is not crap, by the way, but I've been in bands that are kind of crappy, but this is different. Like, this is something that is, it's divine.
That's what we believe. So, Kevin.
Yes.
I want you to tell people, I mean, just tell the process of in the amount of hours that you, I mean, how
it,
many
it does
hours?
Take a long time. Although that tune, I wouldn't say I wouldn't take a huge responsibility on how that turned out. Like, it was kind of obvious where it needed to go, and that song happened really quick. And if you heard the original demo to what happened, it's in essence the same song that they brought to me. It's just things like, because we don't have a drummer, those are all real drums you're hearing, and it's you know, a really good drummer, like it'll be a LA session drummer or whatever. What happens is you can build drum parts. There's some people out listening here that are probably very familiar with music and some that aren't. So just an idea of where you start with a tune like this, you use real drum beats and assemble them, and it takes, you know, a couple of days of full days to build a drum part by yourself. So I do that, and that kind of dictated with this song. I always heard that kind of snare train beat that was kind of going on in that verse there, and we kind of built it from there and just made sure the choruses were big. And I heard Ash was sitting there finger-picking on the acoustic, and I just jumped on that because it sounded awesome, and we decided together to have that breakdown, which I love. I was loving it just there.
Mm-hmm.
But that song was an easy one. That wasn't one that gave me more gray hairs. That one just came out easy.
But you had the idea. It was really cool because I remember even you calling me on the phone and saying, oh, I kind of came up with this really cool drum thing.
Yeah.
It was way before we even were going to record Spun Sun.
Yeah. But it's off that that guitar.
That's so cool.
If you heard the guitar in the demo, Ash is doing June, chicka June, chicka June. Like you can just hear a train. They call that a train beat, I think, in kind of blues and that train thing on the snare. So to me, it was like obvious. It was just a matter that I found one. And then a lot of times drums just really, you get the drums and you can go. So, and that's all Ash on guitar. I played one part on the chorus. I actually got the last chord in there.
You rocked it too.
Well, I'm just going. Rah, rah. It's actually the only time I've ever played with a capo on. Yeah, that's the only time in my life I've ever played. But I had to get those open chords and I had to play that last chord you hear because we had some hissing problems, so you would have heard the hissing, so I kind of had to hit that last chord, but that's all Ash, and she just rattled the stuff off, and
thanks.
It's wicked. I love it.
So what are the sounds that you, did you use any particular sound in there for the guitar, or any?
This was our early days, because I just, I was kind of off, I wasn't around for a couple of years. I was super, super busy doing things other than music, so I just finished what I've been doing, and we were just starting out, so we just had luck or guidance.
Divine help.
there was some stuff going on. That song just happened. So I started to build, you know, what we call presets, where we'd have what the vocals are going to go through. And I've got way better stuff now, but I haven't been able to get near that mix again. So I don't know. It was magic.
We love magic, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. So if I took credit for it, I'd be kind of being an arse because something was guiding me on that one. The other two, it was completely me. But yeah, I don't know what to say about this. Like, I probably have more to say about the other ones.
Okay.
Love it, though. Love it. Love it. I thought it was about gardening, but...
Well, that's what I mostly want to write about. Plants. I'm passionate about plants. Kissing
and
trees.
Yeah, kissing them. That's right. Yeah, so you need a spun sun to make
the
garden grow.
Look how we brought that one back around. That was so good. Okay, call-in number. Whoever wants to call us, and we're going to get to some more songs, but 888-815-9756. One more time, everyone. 888-815-9756. It's toll-free in U.S. and Canada. Please call us. We would appreciate it.
I want to comment on one lyric in that song. I don't know if you noticed this one, but I feel that I need to share it. The lyric was, death's door open, never closed, souls and hearts ever exposed, grimy matter set me free, doubtful cleansing let me be. I don't know, Ash, if you even feel comfortable sharing what you spoke about today, this morning, in public.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Because this is... I'll speak for myself. Again, I don't want to speak for the whole band, but I don't believe that death is a reality in the same way that most people do. It's a continuation of some sorts, just like water changes form. I believe that once a body has passed, the essence of the person, the being, is the same. It remains. It's just transforms. That's my personal view, and that's where that lyric that's what that lyric is about. Death's doors open, never closed. A lot of us, I mean, I had suffered from an early age the death of my father, and that's a big deal. When you're a young person and you have someone who is so vitally close to you pass, it was traumatic, and because you just have, you lose a sense of faith in a way. You just think something's been ripped from you, been wrenched from you, and you don't understand it because it feels so final. It feels like forever. And I even remember, I was 8 years old, and within, I think, 2 days of my father's death, I had a dream about him. And I was walking in a strip mall that was across from where I lived as a child in a department building. There was a strip mall. And I was walking. I just remember this like yesterday. I was walking down the strip mall and I saw my father up ahead. And I'm looking and I'm all excited. And I ran up to him and I said, Daddy? And he said, yes, Sherry, because he called me Sherry. He said, yes, Sherry, it's me. And I said, "How could it be you?" He said, "I'm not dead." And, you know, I look back at that dream now, and I believe it. I believe that there was a message for me in that dream. And so I just wanted to share that because it's very much a part of my personal philosophy. I've kind of come around to this. You know, it didn't just happen overnight. But it matters a lot that we are not just here for a, you know, that Trooper song. For those of you Canadians, we're here for a good time, not a long time. Yes and no. You know, we're not necessarily here for a long time, but it doesn't mean that it stops. So that's what's, and I don't know if you want to talk about what you said this morning.
Oh, I was just speaking just doing a little bit of a, I don't even know what to say.
A talk.
And I just was speaking about death and how there is no death at all. Like, there really is no death. And the fact that we put so much emphasis on it is what's creating it. That's what's creating the so-called death. Because if we just view it as something of walking into another room, then it's not going to be so big and bad, and we're not going to be living fear in fear anymore. So it's pretty important, but that's what I was talking about. And I've noticed that we have... Jax, but first Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, did you want to comment on... Because we didn't want to speak
on
for you.
On death? I don't know. I don't... These guys are way ahead of me in those explorations. It seems pretty real to me. And I'm scared to death of death. So I don't know. I don't know. No, I'll pass on this one. I'd like to go off the board for 50, wait.
Well, how about going off the board? We'll talk with Jax on line two. Jax, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you doing?
All right. Making sure that my phone's working. These iPhone things are kind of weird sometimes. So band-wise, question. Could you possibly at some point post the lyrics to the songs for those of us that are not good at listening to a song and catching all the words and holding them in our brain long enough to try to understand them?
They're coming. They're going to be on the website tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're going to be on hologram.com tomorrow. So check them out. I don't know. It's pretty cool that we kind of were giving a little bit of an insight to the songs tonight. And I'm going to post the lyrics tomorrow. So.
And thank you for asking, because we do have on the holo-gram.com site, we do have an area for the lyrics, and we just haven't gotten to post them yet, but we will post them, including the lyrics to the third song, which is coming out on June 1st. We'll put all three songs on there. You can have a look, and then feel free to comment. You can even message us through Facebook if you want to, if you have any questions whatsoever about the lyrics or about the songs. Because, Jax, I know that you're
sure
very...
I'm sure they'll be confusing as hell. So.
But at least you'll have the words in front of you. And yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we're going to have the lyrics up by tomorrow. And do you have any other questions about the band? Or is there anything you want to ask one of us or all of us?
Well, okay, now I'm debating between whether to say... How about my quick blurb on maybe that'll... make Kevin feel a little better about the whole death thing is that whether it exists or doesn't exist, there's an element of it that feels very real to us because we're kind of attached to this physical body that we have. I mean, it's the one we get for this lifetime. But, you know, so we want to protect it, and that creates that innate, you know, fear of death in a sense. There's also the element that we don't remember what the heck happens after death, so... It just feels like it's the end. But part of us knows that it absolutely isn't. We'll keep going, and then we'll remember a bunch of stuff after we transition. And that's really all it is. It's just the transition where we leave our body behind. We thank it for all of its hard work and everything, and then we go on to whatever we're going to do next. So it's, I think this the fear comes in. Cause even for me, I'm like, the whole thought of like actually dying, I'm like, no, way too early. I don't want to die until I'm really, really old because I have a lot of stuff I want to do. But, you know, in the end, I know that it's not a big deal afterwards anyway, because afterwards, I won't care. I'm going to be free and doing whatever my soul wants to do next. So it's kind of that, it's a total dichotomy between the spiritual aspect, your soul knows it's not going anywhere and it's not an issue, but your body knows, I only have this one chance to do what I'm going to do, and then I go back to become dust or whatever, and then, you know, the soul does its thing again. So, you know, death is a tricky thing, but I don't know. I guess I don't put it on a huge, I don't worry about it a whole heck of a lot for me personally, because I don't think I'm going to die anytime soon. But then again, I also worry constantly about my wife dying. So, you know, it's something that's tricky on many levels, but it's, you know, you can approach it from lots of different directions and slowly make headway on at least feeling comfortable with it. Not necessarily saying, ooh, I look forward to dying, but, you know, just it not being a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jax.
Do you want to say something, Kevin?
I remember Krishnamurti. I don't know if you know Krishnamurti talking, and he said basically the way to get over the fear of death is to truly live in the moment, because it's your attachment to your identity, your memories, everything you know, that is what he would claim you would lose when you die. So if you have no attachment to that, you have no fear of death. And that's about the only thing that kind of really resonated with me, but I'm not there. I mean, I'm definitely attached to my identity and my past and my, you know, friends and family. And so, in my opinion, the only person that could tell you what it's like to be dead would be somebody that was dead. And I've never had anyone dead talk to me. So I don't know what happens after you die, and I know what happens when you live, so I'm kind of bird in the hands worth two in the bush kind of thing, but
well,
yeah, I don't know.
Someday you can have some nice conversations with Carrie, and I will not go into it on the air because it's completely inappropriate, but she can maybe help you with some of that and just kind of give you some sort of direct experience with some things, and maybe it'll give you some things to think about that may or may not be helpful.
That. Thank you. That would be great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Someday when we move to Canada and
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jax. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, last band question. So, what's the plan going forward as far as obviously playing live? You will need a drummer eventually. So, there may be some other people out in the audience wondering how can they do it with the three needing four. So I'll basically leave that as my last question.
Okay, there's a few ways. One, we could do a sort of stripped-down version of an acoustic-type deal, which is what it all began as anyway, the three of us, or even just Cheryl Nash and I'd get out there and do the sound, whatever. We could do that. We could have some of the music not live, which Cheryl and I have quite a history in doing, of having some stuff actually on tape. Another thing is, we know lots of musicians. Between all of us, we know lots of drummers. Sometimes what Cheryl and I have done is actually paid a drummer to play with us as opposed to make a commitment. Because, you know, I mean, especially with the hologram kind of vibe, it's really going to have to be the right person. So, you know, if some great opportunity came up even in a couple weeks from now, we would just grab the people we need and and get it done. And we're going to start practicing soon, so the three of us are ready, and then whatever additions we would need would just come in to a very rehearsed band and just have to do their part. And kind of guys I know could do that in one rehearsal. So we know some really great musicians. So as far as being able to perform, that's not too hard. As far as being a band where we all considered everybody was sort of equal and we were a band and all for one, that might be a bit harder to find the right people. But, you know, the three of us could do it with a couple people helping us out. So it's all doable.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I don't really have anything to elaborate on. It's going to come as it will. I have a really good feeling just to trust it. The songs have come out in such a divine way. I'll use the word divine again because it really is. And so when the right people come along or the right situations come along, I think that'll help shape us as well.
Yeah, I think this is, it's interesting because we're all musicians. We've been doing this for quite a long time and we've had different projects between us. And I mean, Kevin's been a musician since he was 15 years old, a professional. He's got how many hundreds of bands behind him, it feels like, in terms of experience. And when you're in the music business, things happen, right? You have to just have, I think for me, it's having the core essence of the group, and the beauty is that we've got all the players in the band. We can't have on stage, we can't have Kevin play lead guitar and bass guitar, but in the studio we can. So we can actually create the music with all three of us. And when it comes to live, as Kevin said, we can just grab the people who we need. And it's interesting because we're doing a lot of this in faith, just going, it's all going to unfold. Because that's, the thing that I find that life does is once you start making claims or you start stating beliefs, then I find that the universe says, okay, so you are a trusting person. Well, let's practice some trust. So there's some trust aspect here. It's just living in our moments, doing what's set to, before us. We're creating some really, music that excites each of us. We're actually excited about the work. So, that's pretty amazing that it's not drudgery. Although I think for Kevin sometimes it can be, because he spends countless hours in the studio making these songs sound the way they do, because it's not just the performances of the songs or the writing. It's the actual execution. And so, to get a drum track, like Kevin was saying, just to get the drum track together is 2 days, at least probably 2 days of work just to get the drum track together. And then you've got all sorts of other things, to consider, and editing vocals and editing guitar tracks. And so there's, Kevin spends grueling amount of time, not only in the creation of the songs with the computer, but also with what was I going to say? I just kind of got sidetracked. Oh, the archiving, like just making sure that everything is, we don't lose it. I mean, it's a lot of time and effort, and So we have the intention definitely of playing live. We're not saying we're not, and it's not that we're unaccustomed to live performances. I mean, as I said, we've been doing this for a lot of years between the three of us. So it's just a matter of when. We're just trusting time and circumstance will present itself when that time is going to happen. So thank you so much again, Jax, for all your questions.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. We're going to play our second song now. This song was, I was incorrect in saying, I'm getting kind of confused. I said that Spun Sun was May 1st. That is not, thank you, Ash, for fixing my mistake. Spun Sun was our first release on April 1st. Our second release recently was Joy No Longer Divided. That was released on May 1st. And we'd like Don to play Joy No Longer Divided, please, if you would. And then we'll discuss it after the song is done. Thank you.
Crystal ship has sailed through the glass of feathers ruffled true. Life as I know is gone by again. I call to you, my fettered friend. And now forgiveness, good light and love. These things do not come from up above, but from within and all around. The world is made of me, it's clown. Joy no longer divides. My tattered sins from the beginning and back again. Help me not to see the end, for it does not exist, my bitter friend. Release the hounds and horses' screams. Let the sound of shivers breathe. Crying gone and love for sale. I am a knight of Castle's Bay. Join no longer divided. We are all.
the
Okay, so that was Joy No Longer Divided that was released just, what, a little over a week ago even?
Yeah, yeah.
And that one is a little more personal to me in that something started evolving here. Like, this is where this song took a lot of work. And I kind of heard the Joy No Longer Divided. I pretty much guessed there was a sort of Joy Division nod in that title. And I was thinking of that kind of music. So I got into a different feel in the verse there, that tick-a-dang-dang, as opposed to kind of what we generally do, and that kind of took it somewhere. And also another thing that presented itself that time is we quadruple tracked Ash's Bee Gees background vocals for the chorus, and they were lower instead of being higher than the chorus, which I generally would do. We went lower, and there's a trademark that Ash is coming up with here with backgrounds that are just awesome. So it's becoming, like, the next song, too, we did it, because it just sounded so cool. And, just a drum beat. Well, actually, in this case, no. Actually, the bass started. I played a bass line, and I bounced it off these guys while they were there, and they liked it, and then we just went in a whole other kind of direction. So I really, really feel good about this one.
Cool. Us?
This song means a lot to me. I remember everything about the making of the songs. Even when I hear them back, and then I see how it's like watching a kid grow up. And I love this child. I think Kevin did a really great job producing this, and just overall letting the song grow up, but really shaping it and really raising it in a way that I mean, this song is so layered, and it took so much work, and it takes a certain kind of expertise to really keep the vision of a song conducive to the very end of the song, to what it's actually sounds like finished. So the fact that Kevin really, really rocked this one in the studio producing it, I'm proud of it.
And I would like to talk about lyrics. I'm just going to touch on this. Joy No Longer Divided. Yes, definitely. There's Ash and I really love Joy Division. We're Joy Division fans. So yes, there's definitely a nod to Joy Division. And Kevin knows us, so I like that he picked up on that immediately without us even telling him. Joy No Longer Divided to me means that that joy is meant for all. It's not meant for the rich. It's not meant for the privileged. It's not meant for people who would appear to have their shit together. It's meant for every single one of us. So I feel strongly about that statement. It's about being shared. I think what I'd like to see on this planet, we talk about Hologram being a bit of a movement. We feel very strongly about unity, being not divided but coming together. And that we would like to see this planet come to a place of accepting unity and recognizing that it's not doesn't have to be a dog eat dog kind of mentality. It's not about having an idea that there's not enough in the world, and it's about sharing. And I'd like to see the 6% of the planet who own the world's wealth start recognizing this and realize that we really should not have countries that are starving. We should not have countries that cannot medicate themselves if they have an AIDS virus or anything because they don't have the money to do so. I think that's quite heinous. I think that these people need to recognize it's not about power for them or a sense of having possession. It's about recognizing the importance that everything that we need to change to come to peace and love on this planet, it begins with us. And we also need to get people who are the or considered the privileged on this planet to recognize that there's far better to be gained in sharing and giving of themselves as opposed to hoarding and keeping for themselves. So that's my two cents. That's Cheryl's two cents.
Well, it's important sense because our lyrics, again, they're kind of intricate. They're intricate. And in order to understand them, I think the best way to understand them is to experience them. So this song is full of imagery, almost different pictures of what everything Cheryl's just said. So really, to kind of use the heart instead of just the mind, you know.
And that's that song. So we're gonna put now this is the treat.
This is your treat.
This is your super duper deluxe treat. We are actually going to play the song that we're releasing on June 1st. This song is called The Fusion. It's finished. It's ready for release, but we're going to keep releasing a song every month on the first of the month. So this one's coming up. Even Ash's mom and dad haven't heard this yet.
Nope.
So they're actually listening to the show. Hi, Mom and Dad. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Janice. So this is a treat. We want to share this with you, and I really want Kevin to talk about this because this is a huge labor of love on his part. So this song is called The Fusion. It will be released on iTunes on June the 1st, and thank you, Don, for playing it.
Encompasses me beneath the stars above the sea. Enthralled on earth watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. Faithlessly watching, wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise. Enthralled on earth watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. Upon these autumn leaves, angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up. In a world of illusion, it serves us, yet we must come back to love. The love revolution is within each and every one of us. A knowing, a higher understanding, we all embrace it. All we have to do is accept the love revolution. This is a world of illusion, so I
All right, so that was The Fusion. I am just bopping my head listening to that song because I am so stoked that I am in this band. I think every musician should go through what we're going through as being proud of what we're accomplishing, being proud of what's coming out of us. So, we're going to talk more about that, but we want to take a caller. We have Peter online too. Peter, hello.
Oh, how are you?
It's Pete. Hey, Pete.
It's the Peter you thought it was.
That is so great.
Do you want to talk to him?
So.
It's a, listen, I wanted to say first hi to Cheryl and Kevin, who I know, and Ash. I've never met you. Hi to you as well.
Hi, Peter.
Hello. Happy great. That now, just to let you know, it's taken me about 10 minutes to be able to call in through the only problem being that I don't seem to know how to write down phone numbers properly. I rate someone in Carolina, and I have some lady from an apartment building, and all my fault. I couldn't write the numbers down properly, so I finally got in.
Excellent, Pete. So did you have
great
a good birthday?
Great last song.
How was your birthday?
Oh, okay, it was really good. Thank me very much.
I've known Peter, like, God, how long have I known you for? Like 30 some odd years, and I actually didn't.
Yeah, I think it's our four years around there.
But this might be the only way we can ever keep in touch with each other now.
That song was fun. The last, and again, I've been switching on and off the show because trying to dial.
Yeah.
All I managed to catch was the last song that you just played. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Nice job, you guys.
Talk about it,
well, okay, so I'll talk about it since you're here. So this is what we're doing now, Pete, because Pete knows music, right? Me and Pete have done lots of music together. So yeah, we got this really cool thing. You got to meet Ash. Cheryl and Ash obviously wrote the tune together, so they'd know more about what that process was. But when it came, Ash had some really cool guitar lines, and we both play guitar. And this is one where I actually was getting the lyrics. Right, so I was actually thinking of the lyrics. There's some little buried trinkets in there too that you might think is pretty cool, but we just kind of themed off the fusion and the this up message about things changing and things getting better and so.
And the whole vibe of the song is so up.
Yeah,
the production, the whole song just sounds. Not syrupy happy, but just happy, if that makes any sense. It works.
Well, it does, and that's the hardest thing. You know it, too. Like, if you go into major key stuff, you're bordering on sucky no matter what. And these guys, mostly everything they're bringing is pretty minorish, more in a darker sort of thing. So I was really liking the major key. And, yeah, I think we managed to stay cool and still be... You know, obviously major up peppy kind of thing. So, yeah, it was...
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
The other stuff I've heard, too, is good, too. Don't get me wrong, you guys.
Well, that's so cool.
Did they walk out when they heard it was me on the phone? Did they just leave? Because all of a sudden, it's you and me.
No, we're here. We're here. We're letting you guys...
Yeah,
it's Peter. Let's go. Let's leave.
No, it's Peter. It's time for a pee break.
Oh, yeah. That's. I didn't want to say that because you're on the air, but now you brought it up.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad you called, Pete. And I'm glad we were thinking it was you because we had Peter is waiting online, too, from Canada. So we're so glad it's you, and we're so glad we got to talk to you. And thank you so much for your support. And
you're welcome,
that-
and I'll keep listening. And Ash, I look forward to meeting you someday, too. And keep going, guys. It sounds great.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you, too. Thank you for the support.
Thanks, Pete.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
See you later.
Bye.
We have time for one caller, one more caller. We have to wrap it up soon, but we are excited to welcome Woody from PA, Pennsylvania, on line one. Hey, Woody.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Are you back from Bora Bora?
Just for a little bit. I thought I'd check in. Now, there's probably going to be a problem with a delay, so we might have to do the over thing.
All right.
So I'll talk, and then I'll say over.
Okay, over.
What I want to say is that the fusion is absolutely terrific. The next thing I think we're going to hear is the Grammy goes to... Hologram.
Well, you know, Bob, you've been a fabulous support. I just want to, I can't say thank you enough. You've been, we've been Twittering, we've been keeping in touch now between me and Ash and you. And I just let our listeners know that Bob is a musician. And blues, right, Bob? Blues is your guitar player?
Nothing but the blues.
You had a question for Kevin, and now that you're online, did you want to ask him the question about the guitar sounds? Over?
Yeah, Kevin. The Leslie effect that you're getting, it's also in Smash Up My Telephone. Is that an actual Leslie cabinet, or are you just using a pedal there?
That's on Smash Up. That's a pedal effect, and I have to say, the guitar playing, a lot of the guitar playing on that song is a fella named Bob Richards, who was a big part of that album, and he actually knows more than me. You haven't heard some of the older stuff I've done, but I have done use that effect of using a real Leslie speaker and putting a mic on each side and getting that revolving kind of sound, which is super cool. I'll have to send you some stuff where I've done that, but in this case, no, it was an effect that Bob came up with.
Well, I noticed that it's also in Joy No Longer Divided.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I heard the
You know what? That one is an effect generated from line 6 pedal setup. So it's not the real thing.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I had used, I don't know if you remember the old Fender Leslie cabinets. I used to use one of those.
Yeah, I totally do. And we, I've got a whole history in them. And actually, you know what, if I had the budget and stuff, that's the way we would be doing it. We'd have a room full of amps and tubes and all that. Like, I mean, we're doing it the way we're doing it because of we have no money. So we're doing the best we can, but I totally know what you're talking about, and we managed to do that with the chips and the zero zeros and the ones or whatever.
Okay, well, I know you guys got to get me off, but I just got to say, you guys are the most refreshing band that I've heard in the past 5 years, and I'm really picky, and I am just blown away. I think this latest song is just terrific. I'm not putting down the others either, but this one just stands out. And I got to say, Cheryl's solo album was, as far as I'm concerned, is a masterpiece. It's just absolutely blows me away every time I listen to it. So I just wanted to get that in. I mean, I know one day we're going to hear that, and the Grammy goes to. I just know it. It's going to happen.
Thank you so much.
Bob, you're amazing, and you've been such a supporter, and I can't tell you enough how much it means. And everything you've ever messaged me, I've always shared it with Kevin and with Ash, and so we all feel very grateful to you, and your words, you're just so kind. Just to let all our listeners know that this gentleman will be playing with us when we do the David Letterman show. He's going to be sitting in on guitar, is he not, band?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't wait. We got to make that happen.
So, you know, this is a success story for social media, isn't it, Bob? You know, how we met on, actually on Twitter. And here we are, you know, we've actually kind of created a friendship from it. And something that was said, yeah, we're definitely going to honor it. And it's all about believing. And so we believe we will be on the David Letterman show. And we believe that you will be playing with us.
And we actually have been on the Letterman show, but we're in the top row by the pole sort of thing. And when they scan the audience, you can see Cheryl's big blonde hair. So it will be our second appearance.
That's terrific.
Well, thank you so much,
Bob. I'll tell you, I envision it.
Well, we appreciate we appreciate your vision because we believe in it.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you finally.
All right. So we have to say goodnight. So we'll stay in touch. Okay, Bob?
Over.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Over.
10-4, Rubber Ducky.
All right. So thank you so much to our listeners. Thank you for callers in. We're very grateful. As I said, we feel blessed to have you be part of this. And in any way that we can enrich your lives, just ask. And if we can do it, we will try.
Of course we will. It means a lot to us. All of the support, everyone who's listened in, everyone who's listened to a song or bought a song or watched one of our vlogs, who's checked out our website. The website's always still in construction. We're going to start blogging a little bit more too. So keep checking back on the hollow-gram.com and be interactive with us.
That's right. So I'm going to say goodnight. This is Cheryl Catherine Smith saying thank you.
This is Ash Riot saying see you later.
Kevin Stewart Swain saying over.
Bye.
Bye.